Scientists say human activity and climate change have put many types of turtles at risk. In Iowa, conservationists have recruited some unlikely helpers in the effort to find and protect rare turtles. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne has our story.
It's a cool spring morning at a 40-acre nature preserve in eastern Iowa. John Rucker and his four Boykin Spaniels are scouring the hillside for turtles.
This is Rooster. This is Jenny Wren. She's the one that gives me my litters. And that's Mink. No, that's Jaybird. And that's Mink.
Rucker and his dogs are helping researchers track down some rare turtles so they can decide how to best manage this land to protect their habitat. First, they have to find them.
Now, let's work these dogs in this little log jam here. Here. Yeah, find turtle.
They're looking for ornate box turtles, which are about the size of a softball with bright yellow markings.
They're absolutely gorgeous, and the feel of their shell is, you know, I really hope we find one.
That's Judy Felder, who calls herself a citizen scientist and is helping out today.
It's sort of like a religion for me. Nature is important, and somebody has to defend it.
When the dogs sniff out a turtle, they'll gently pick it up with their mouths and bring it back to Rucker.
As soon as they strike the scent trail, the tails will start wagging furiously.
Ornate box turtles are a remnant of the prairie, where they coexisted with bison. When European settlers turned the grasslands into farms, the turtles lost nearly all their habitat. And now here in Iowa, they're considered a threatened species. Jason Taylor oversees this preserve, which he wants to restore to how it looked before settlement. Knowing more about the turtle population will help him decide how to bring back naturally occurring fires.
We try to manage our properties with the most vulnerable species in mind, and these turtles are the most vulnerable species.
Jason, we're watching this dog here. She's acting interested in something. Yeah, yeah. Find turtle. Find me a turtle.
We have one right here.
God.
Hey, we got a turtle.
That dog's got one.
Volunteers scoop them up, look for ID tags, and keep some for research at a local college. Over 3 days, the dogs find more than 130 turtles.
Good girl, Mike. Come on, girlie.
While this may seem like a lot of effort for a relatively minor species, they're all intertwined. Rucker says species provide habitat and food for each other and slow the spread of pests and diseases. It's all too easy to upset that balance.
It's like if you have a symphony orchestra. And the richness and the beauty and the depth of the sound comes from many different types of instruments, the woodwinds, the strings, the percussion. And the natural world is just like that. For every species that winks out, not only is it less beautiful, but it's all interdependent.
Rucker says it's breathtaking to see ecosystems regain biodiversity. And he waxes poetic about looking out on a prairie after a summer rain.
To see the turtle dogs catching ornate box turtles within sight of wild bison herds was, it almost makes you want to just weep to think of all that we have lost.
What's lost here in Iowa is the native prairie. With the help of Rucker and his turtle dogs, conservationists are trying to create a safe environment for this at-risk species. For NPR News, I'm Kate Payne in Iowa City.